Making After School Cool.
Welcome to the Making After School Cool podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory for those who are interested in the activities youth are involved in during non-school hours. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education. And I'm your host, Mike Wilson. This week, we are celebrating Lights On After School. Introduced in October of 2000, Lights On After School is the only nationwide event celebrating after-school programs and the important role they play in the lives of children, families, and communities. This endeavor has become a symbol of the after-school movement and produces media coverage across the country each year. The After School Alliance organized Lights On After School events to attract attention to the many ways after-school programs provide for students by offering them opportunities to learn new things and discovering new skills that they may otherwise would never have had the chance to learn. This event provides a powerful message to highlight the services being provided to kids during non-school hours and increase the awareness that there are millions of kids still in need of quality after-school programs. One of the themes for this year's celebration is Youth Voice. So, to put a spotlight on Youth Voice, this episode of the Making After School Cool podcast features the opinions of outstanding out-of-school time professionals regarding their perceptions of Youth Voice and the benefit Youth Voice has on our community, after-school programs, and the youth themselves. My guests for today are Charmette Jones, the founder and executive director of Shamelessly Saved Productions, Andrew Carnivus, founder and executive director of Yup Records, Tony Candace with Case for Kids, Case Debates, Brandon Ditton, Assistant Director of Education for the Mayor's Office, City of Houston, and Curtis Lemieux, Executive Director of Summer Programs for the YMCA of Greater Houston. I hope you enjoy this episode of the Making After School Cool podcast as we celebrate Lights On After School spotlighting Youth Voice.
Hi, my name is Charmette Jones, and my company is Shamelessly Saved Production. I am the founder and executive director, and the services we provide is performing and visual arts in order to bring healing through dramatic interpretation and to help divert self-destructive behavior in our youth.
So I would say Youth Voice is partnering with adults, not adults being like, you got to do what I say, however I say it. No, I want to hear your thoughts. Your voice matters. So that's what I feel Youth Voice is. And as adults, we need to be able to listen and read in between the lines. We need to also be able to relate, because I always talk to my granddaughters. I'm like, okay, so how would I say that? And they'll go, oh, Gigi, no. So they give me examples on how to act like them, where youth will be more engaging with adults. Because a lot of times youth are standoffish because they want to see the reality. They want to see that you have the same struggles they have, and you had those struggles and you overcame them. We don't want to be in this world where we got it all together, because we don't. So youth need to see the reality of adults, which will allow them to embrace us so that they can help us and we can help them. To build leaders. So when we have a peer-to-peer relationship where these young youth are taking a leadership role, where they're helping guide other youth and making them leaders as well, giving them a voice, standing on a platform, just like with the shooting, the Santa Fe shooting, and those kids came out in massive droves to make change happen so that these shootings would not continue in the schools. Their voices began to be heard so that change can happen. And that's what's needed, because youth of today, when I say they are intelligent, they are intelligent beings. We don't have to treat them like, you know, you don't know enough, because they do. They know more than us, just like we talking about technology. They know a lot more than this. So listening to them, giving them a voice, not putting them in an isolated place, because a lot of youth are suffering in silence. That's why the suicide rate is off the scale. But when they see somebody like them that been through what they've going through now, that they can share and bring that person out of that dark place, youth voice is so needed in the schools and in the communities, because that's when change happens.
My name is Andrew Carnivus. I'm the founder and CEO of Yop Records. We are a creative audio agency in Houston, Texas. We do everything that relates to sound. So anything with podcasts, audio installation, live sound, sound for ads or games. And we do educational programming for kids. We have a program called Just Add Beats that help students build 21st century skills through audio design challenges in beat making, podcasting, and sound design. My thoughts concerning youth voice are, as communication technology has advanced and become more affordable, you can reach a global audience with the phone in your pocket. And youth are more connected now than ever. And so being able to give them opportunities in school or at community after school programs to express themselves, to share their thoughts and opinions, to start a movement. That's completely in reach now, and they're able to even do that from home. So we've seen all kinds of wonderful things happen with students developing their own podcasts, their own YouTube channels, and being able to do that as an expression of their thoughts, their opinions, and their curiosities is extremely vital for our society. Because as adults, we've been young before. we haven't been young today. And in an age where youth are adopting new forms of multimedia communication faster than adults, the youth voice is getting louder than it's ever been too. So it's really important for us to make sure that we're listening to the youth, that we're paying attention to how they're expressing themselves. And as adults, being able to give some kind of historical context to the communication technology that they're using, I find has been a really helpful approach to communicating with youth in our after-school program about the tools that they're using to use their voice, and also being able to communicate with them through understanding that even though I'm not young anymore, you know, I'm an adult working with the youth today, that they have their own voice, but the expression of that voice, the thoughts and the curiosity that goes behind it, those are all timeless things that we have both as children, as an adults. So that's what I would say about why youth voice is so vital.
So hi, I'm Tony Candace. I work with Harris County Department of Education, Case for Kids. Specifically, that's the division that I work in. And I work with the Case Debates program. And so essentially what Case Debates is, it's a free program that's offered to high schools within Harris County that serve grade levels 9th through 12th grade. And we offer competitive debate opportunities. Through Case Debates, what I've seen and what we try to do is that they're being a part of the program. And so we try to survey them to get feedback. And so I think it's always good to get feedback from youth and hear what they're saying. It will definitely benefit us if we heard about what they have to say in regards to everything that's going on currently in the world, but just how they're experiencing life at the time. I think serving youth focus groups are important, student-led activities such as hosting forums, public debates, service learning projects. I think that even though youth can have their own voice and they can do things, they still need adult support with that. They don't always have access, they don't always have resources, and we tend to have those. So making ourselves available to them so that they can be able to engage and participate in meaningful experiences in raising their voice.
Hello, my name is Brandon Denton with the City of Houston Mayor's Office of Education. There I'm the Assistant Director. I lead initiatives in the office that have to do with youth employment, youth engagement, youth development. Our jobs office is basically what we tell people is that we are responsible for facilitating the coordination, collaboration, and coordination amongst all the education and workforce entities in Houston, or basically, you know, acting as advisors or, you know, representatives on mayor's behalf on all things education and workforce, you know, around the nation with collaborations like the one we have at United Way with Out to Learn, Harris County Department of Education, Case for Kids, and Houston Endowment as well. I've always encouraged youth voice. I believe that's why my director, Julia Stepech, Director of Education for Mayor Turner, and Mayor Turner probably placed me in this position within the city because we all have that in common. We all want to empower and encourage that voice. I've been connected to it. I've always worked to empower a youth voice. In our office, for example, we've created a Mayor Student Leadership Alliance to give emerging college students or college leaders a seat at mayor's table, right? To give them an opportunity to speak and to lend their voice to solve some of Houston's issues, or just to even help us find innovative and creative ways to move Houston forward, but do it in a positive and healthy and responsible way. For example, that group, we call them MESLA, MSLA, Mayor Student Leadership Alliance. That group has written letters to the governor on behalf of Mayor Turner, or they've been involved with certain departments on community benefits agreements, conversations, or they've organized a march to the polls, like you've seen recently. To me, that's youth voice, and I'll always encourage that, and we do that at the City of Houston as well. I think youth voice is always vital. I'm 33 years old. I'm not that much far from a youth. I'm a young adult now, but I'm still fighting for my own voice to be heard in some of the rooms that we're in, right? And while I'm fighting to get in those rooms, I'm still trying to fight to open the doors for myself and for the people that are coming behind me. What I do believe is that I can't change the world, our millennial generation, despite what we think. And I'm an old millennial, so we're kind of just that conduit, I believe, that pass-through vessel, that group of people that mentors amongst those future leaders. That's why in the roles that we're in, we play those important roles, kind of as bridge builders, right? There's a generation of people older than us that usher this next generation into the future. We have to have a place where their voice is heard. I think we've done it at Mayor's Office of Education, and Mayor Turner has been a great advocate for even Out to Learn or Higher Houston Youth and some of the initiatives that we have within the city. So Mayor's always been an advocate of that. We need youth on our team. I remember being younger in my career and hated doing some of the things like powering on the computer for my boss or typing an email or organizing all those desktop files that they would save onto the desktop. And now I'm so busy, or purposeful, should we say, that I don't have time to create those PowerPoints or really organize those documents or post on social media. So still being connected to those young people is important to me. And I think it benefits us as our generation and older to have that youth voice available. So bottom line is, if we don't connect with these youth and these young adults, we're probably going to miss out as older adults. They are going to leave us behind if we don't jump on this bandwagon. And if we don't include them now, who's going to take care of us later? I think that's how I see it. I wanted to be on the right side of history with these youngins. But more importantly, I'm already investing to me in this world where I want future kids, right? I don't have kids right now. So if I'm trying to, I'm thinking about elections right now, where we're talking about who we're voting in now for the next 4 years or for the next years. I'm trying to groom the next president. I'm trying to get ahead of the next 4 years. I'm trying to think about the next 20 years or the next 50 years when my kids are here. That's what Youth Voice is to us. That's what Youth Voice is to me. And if we don't care about them, who's going to care about us later?
Good afternoon. My name is Curtis Lemieux. I am the Executive Director of Youth Development for the YMCA of Greater Houston. I suppose if there's one thing that I've learned about programming, it is that youth will not continue to come to a program that does not interest them. And one of the best ways to ensure that youth are interested is to provide an atmosphere where their voices are valued and heard. Youth voice can be defined a few different ways when it comes to programming and implementation over time. So in the beginning, youth voice may take the form of youth providing input and feedback as it relates to those activities and outcomes. But as you move into a program that is more supportive of the youth voice method, youth may have real and relevant choices about how they spend their time and the processes that they go through. And then at the top of the ladder of youth voice is a true shared leadership among young people and adults, where young people take active roles in really managing the success of the program. You know, it could be an informal survey asking young people what they think about future programming or activities, you know, the kind of, hey, what do you guys want to do kind of question. Or it could be leadership roles within your after-school programming. You know, each student may have a specific role that they have elected to participate in, the attendance taker, the behavior management person, whatever it might be. You know, or it could be a youth advisory board that meets with program staff or directors or leadership to really plan what the future of your program and the events might be. There are so many benefits of youth choice in the community programs and within youth. Many of us have heard of the Search Institute's developmental assets. You know, the more assets, the more likelihood that a youth will thrive. When young people feel heard and valued, they are more likely to engage. And we've seen a more engaged young person will become a more engaged adult. And what we need now more than ever is more engaged adults. So I think the benefit, we'll see it now and we'll see it years in the future as well. I think that we need to approach implementation of youth voice just like we would the implementation of a new curriculum. You know, we need to start by training and developing our staff to ask open-ended questions and then to value the feedback and the opinions of the young people. Adultism is a real thing, and helping our staff to move away from this and embed youth voice into the program will take some time, but we've seen through programming that the results are definitely worth it.
Making after school cool.
Thank you all for being such wonderful guests for today's episode of the Making After School Cool podcast as we celebrate Lights On After School. I want to encourage everyone who comes in contact with kids to take a moment just to listen to what they have to say and celebrate their youth voice. As always, I want to thank our listeners for joining us on this episode of the Making After School Cool podcast and encourage you to follow us as we continue to explore issues relevant to the out-of-school time field.